The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you on the way to the best health? Or are you doing a 180? In order to live longer and better, you need to be aware of your food, your environment, and your lifestyle. Welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show with your host, Greg Gillette. You don't need to be part of the statistics that over half of society lives by. It's time to take control. Now, here is your host, Greg Gillette.
Hello and good day or evening, depending on where you are listening from. And welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. It is July 14th, 2014. Wow, 14 must be the good lucky number today. Check out my website, GilletteNutrition.com. As always, I am here to serve and help you to achieve awesome and amazing health. I have YouTube videos, a blog up there giving you healthy tips to live a healthy life. Contact me. My email is greg@gillettenutrition.com if you have a question. Today, I am going to talk about not one specific health issue, but I am going to talk about the top mainstream medical and nutrition myths. So things that the mainstream medicine or medical field and the nutrition field, such as the Dietetics Association, have been talking about for years, and it is completely backwards. And I believe they're doing this, A, maybe they really think it's healthy, what they're saying. But I really think that the big companies and the pharmaceutical companies, they really want unhealthy people. As sad as that is for me to say, because when you're unhealthy, you're giving a lot of money to the pharmaceutical companies and to processed food companies. There's a lot of food companies out there that really don't care about your health. So I try to instill in people that to support companies, organic farmers and other companies that really want to help you. Now, granted, they're making a profit, and we do live in a financial system where we need money to live and prosper. Nothing wrong with making a profit, but making a profit off of your ill health is a lot different than making a profit off the health of you, healthy life, healthy lifestyle. I'm going to start off with a little rhyme I wrote up last week, kind of a rap, but I'm always trying to inspire people more and more. So my pen name or poet name is Spice Master G. So here's the little jingle I made up. Spice Master G is my name and nutrition is my game. So many people are feeling unhealthy and ill, eating processed and toxic food and taking pills. Caring more about TV, sports, and material stuff when they really need to be saying, that's enough. Enough of eating total crap and food-like sludge and sugar-fried food, soda, and unhealthy fudge. We have an epidemic on our hands as most people are sinking in the sand, looking to modern medicine to help their woes, when the truth is you reap what you sow. It's not too late to alter the game. Keep your hope up and stop living like you're insane. Call Gillette Nutrition to receive a helping hand to get you on your path to healing in eating real food from healthy plants and animals raised on healthy land. So I hope you liked my little jingle there, but it's so true. People, we need to start eating healthier, and if we did, we'd have a revolution on our hands. We would demand healthier foods, and the whole world would be a more peaceful place. So look me up, GilletteNutrition.com. So the top myths. The first one I want to talk about, and which are still in the mainstream constantly, is low-fat diets are healthy. Now, if you look around, we are having a an obesity epidemic. And that's because of the low-fat dogma that the dietitians in mainstream medicine have been throwing down our throats, per se, for decades. And it's really to get people eating processed food. Yes, there are some low-fat, healthy foods, some fruits and veggies, but not too much fruit. People overconsume fruit, especially if you're trying to lose weight. You need to really curb the fruit intake, but eat lots of veggies. But if you buy a processed product, well, let me back up. If you buy a product in a package in the store and it says low fat on it, it's going to be most likely a processed junk food, chemical laden, artificial flavored, devoid of all nutrition product. And so many people are eating these products. Low fat diets are not healthy at all. When you prescribe to the low-fat diet, which the USDA food pyramid promotes, you're going to get a lot of health issues because you're going to depend on carbohydrates as your main source of energy. And when you depend on carbohydrates, and when you see that most Americans are eating 50% of their calories from carbs or more, people are getting overweight. It drives up blood sugar. And when that happens, insulin from the pancreas is produced in large amounts to get the sugar out of the bloodstream. There's a very minute amount of sugar the body can handle. And so if we do that and prescribe to these low-fat diets, obesity starts to increase in the country. And that will lead to diabetes, even heart disease, arthritis, because as you eat all these carbs and all carbs turn to sugar, that causes direct inflammation in the body. And inflammation is directly related to just about every health issue out there. As I mentioned, arthritis, digestive problems. I've done shows on digestive health, and all of them have a direct relation to overconsumption of sugar, overconsumption of carbs. And that exactly is what the low-fat diet is doing to society. And it still amazes me. There are books out there that are bestsellers, low-fat diets, and doctors still prescribe it. And a lot of people, well, I can't lose weight on a high-fat diet. I've got to eat low-fat. But they don't understand the role of insulin and blood sugar and cortisol. You see, when you eat healthy fat and moderate amount of protein, very little insulin is produced. And when little insulin produced, that is because your blood sugar is balanced. And thus, you will obtain a healthy weight for you. I did a talk last week on healthy weight loss. And everyone's going to be a little different. If you have a large frame, you'll weigh more. But as we eat a healthier fat diet, you will see lots of improvement in your health. So as far as that myth goes, low-fat diets are healthy. Total myth. We need to change that to high-fat diets are super healthy. I think I'll do a rap song on that one of these days on high-fat is where it's at. Not the best grammar, but you get the gist of it as far as the healthy fat. I'm talking healthy fat, avocados, limited nuts and seeds, egg yolks or the whole egg. Even grass-fed beef will have fat in it. I mentioned avocados. Olive oil, coconut oil is just an awesome product. So that's the first myth, low-fat diets. Get away from that. I know it's been entrenched in most people's brains and physiology and down to their subconscious level. But you really need to realize low fat is causing lots of problems around the country and around the world. The body does best on a high fat, moderate protein, low carb diet. And low carb, I tell most of my clients to try not to go over 100 grams of carbs a day. And you'll feel better. And for some clients, they have to go lower and lower. Last month, or was it 2 months ago, I went 3 days with zero carbohydrates, and I felt fine. Kind of boring after a while, but no carbs at all, just protein and fat. I was probably eating about 75% fat, 25% protein. I don't recommend this long term. It can be helpful for short term for people who are struggling with losing weight for 3 to 5 days. But it shows you that the body can run on ketones, fat for fuel, and you don't need carbohydrates. Again, I don't recommend this long term, and it can be kind of boring, but it is possible. Okay, on to the next myth. And this myth ties in directly with the low-fat myth. So this myth is high cholesterol causes heart disease and other problems. That is just that is absolutely false. And that has been thrown around for years. And I truly think they do that, A, to get people on statin drugs. Statin drugs are one of the most prescribed medications around the world when you have high cholesterol. And statin drugs, yeah, they lower their cholesterol, but sometimes they lower it too much. And if you have super low cholesterol, your immune system is going to go down and you're not going to feel good. But the statins deplete your body of CoQ10, which is a main nutrient your heart depends on. It's an antioxidant. It's a powerhouse of nutrition. And CoQ10's in all your cells, but mainly in the heart. It'll also deplete zinc and some of the B vitamins. And the problem with the cholesterol myth is there is no correlation to high cholesterol and heart disease. It all boils down to the numbers, your HDL, your LDL, your triglycerides. Now, for example, my cholesterol level is about 220. I like it that high. And my HDL and LDL are really good. They're the good numbers. And my triglycerides are minuscule because I eat very little sugar and low carbohydrates. The other reason this is such a myth, because they're blaming the wrong thing. Even if your cholesterol, say, is 400, and that can be alarming, and your triglycerides are high and your HDL, LDL, it's easy to say, oh, cholesterol is causing heart disease. It's not the cholesterol. We have to get out of this blaming the body and the stuff inside the body is the reason for disease. It is your lifestyle is the main reason you have disease. So you have to start taking some responsibility for yourself. And that is where I come into play. There's a lot of disinformation out there, and I can show you and give you the skills for life after you meet with me several times. Then you can go away and spread the message to other people. So cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It's sugar, too much alcohol, which is sugar, too many carbohydrates, too many processed foods. And again, modern medicine and the Dietitians Association is still talking about high cholesterol and causing heart disease. It's just a myth. There's a great book out there. I can't remember the author, but I'm pretty sure it's called The Myths and Truths of Cholesterol. And there was a study done. It's called the Framington Study. And it said the people that ate the most fat, the most cholesterol food, the most meat had the best heart profile. They had low cholesterol levels. They had low triglyceride levels. So it truly is the dogma from the medicine and the nutrition field that tries to get you on these statins, and they say that high cholesterol causes heart disease and other problems, and it's just not true. Again, it's the numbers. Where are your triglyceride levels? Where are your HDL and LDL levels? Now, cholesterol goes up really high, way high, if you do eat fried foods, bad fats, hydrogenated oils, sugar, alcohol. You can also have high cholesterol and be healthy. And again, it's the numbers. If you're eating a lot of sugar and hydrogenated oils, fried foods, your cholesterol will go high, your LDL will be too high, your HDL will be too low, and your triglycerides will be way high. The flip side is if you're eating healthy proteins and fats, very little carbohydrates, no sugar almost, you could have high cholesterol, and like my cholesterol, but your numbers are great. Your triglycerides are low. So that ties in together, the low-fat diet myth and the high cholesterol causes heart disease myth. Completely wrong, so let's wake up. And I know it's hard to change your mind on this if you've had that those myths in your mind and your body for so long. So we need to question things and even question doctors and nurses and question myself. I do know a lot. I know more than most people about nutrition because that's my passion, but I don't know everything. So you can always question me as well. Give me a call. I recently relocated to Denver, Colorado. My phone number is 720-369-0177. And again, my email is greg@gillettenutrition.com. If you go to my website, I have a blog. You can respond to some of the blog entries I put on there. And there's one on healthy fat. And also a recent video on weight loss. Now, the next myth, and this ties into the first two myths. The next myth, which is, I think, probably even more ingrained in our brains than the other two, is saturated fat is bad for you. The problem with that myth, and the problem with a lot of things modern medicine says, is they just keep it black and white. They don't go into details. They just leave it very vague. Saturated fat is bad for you. They don't give you any reason or the difference between healthy saturated fats and unhealthy saturated fat. They just blanket statement. And that's completely wrong. It's wrong because, back to the second myth, high cholesterol myth, when you eat high-fat foods, a lot of the foods I prescribe are animal foods, such as butter, especially raw butter, grass-fed beef, cod liver oil. And these have a lot of saturated fats in them, especially eggs, butter, and grass-fed beef. And if you do raw dairy, which that's the only thing I promote for dairy, and check out my show 3 weeks ago, I think, I had special guest Mark McGaffey on the show, great guy from Fresno, great dairy product, so go raw or not at all. So back to saturated fat is bad for you. They demonize that fat. And I'll tell you the main reason why that myth has been perpetrated throughout society is years ago, I think in the 50s, 60s, most people ate saturated fat. Butter, beef, they even used coconut oil, tallow, and lard. And you didn't have heart disease and cancer like we do now, or arthritis, or even people overweight. And the vegetable oil companies, nothing wrong with vegetables, but some of the vegetables are rancid when they make the oil. They snuck in there and got a campaign going to talk bad about saturated fat, especially coconut oil and lard and tallow and palm oil. And they got the Congress to believe them and the mainstream television and mainstream medicine. And they started bringing in these polyunsaturated fats, soy oil and corn oil. And then what happened? People started gaining weight and getting all these diseases. So it was a true just propaganda campaign by the big vegetable oil companies that wanted your money and didn't care about your health. So it's kind of crazy how that goes. We're coming up on a break here. And when we come back, I will continue to dive into the saturated fat myth, because that truly is the hardest one to overcome, because you hear it all the time, you still hear it. Saturated fat is going to kill you. And I'll tell you what I eat on a daily basis and how much saturated fat I intake. And saturated fat should be the number one fat you take. So that's a total opposite of what you've heard. So stay tuned for the second half of the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health. Do you or someone you love struggle with Alzheimer's disease or some other disorder? Many times, there is not an adequate support forum where you can learn from and discuss topics from top guest experts. Tune in to NeuroMatters, The Brink of Alzheimer's with Dr. Sam Brinkman. Although thought of as a disease that affects only older individuals, increasingly, symptoms are being found in people who are in their 40s and 50s. Get the answers. NeuroMatters airs live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Murmuration, Critical Transitions and Transformation with host Stacey Starling will explore the ever-changing landscape of healthcare and human services. This program will spotlight guests and topics of interest regarding the navigation of healthcare and human services, as well as the promotion of health, well-being, and transformation. Join us every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Greg at GilletteNutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the second part of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. If you have not been listening and you just joined, I am talking about the top medical and nutrition myths from the mainstream side of things. And I first mentioned the myth of low-fat diets are healthy. Completely backwards. High-fat diets are healthy. Now, high-fat will vary, but I usually get my clients eating at least 40% of their calories from fat and sometimes up to 75-80%, depending on the health issue they're dealing with. And fat's easy to get a lot of fat into your body and brain without having to eat so much fat, because a fat gram is 9 calories and a carbohydrate gram is only 4. And protein's only 4. So you can see you don't have to eat that much fat to get the caloric load of the healthy fat. And the second thing I talked about was high cholesterol causes heart disease as a total myth. And the third one, which I'm still talking about, is saturated fat is bad for you. That's just completely wrong. And again, it's from the oil, not oil we'd use to drive our cars with and stuff, but vegetable oil companies, they wanted to talk bad about the saturated fat so their people would buy their products. And I remember using just straight vegetable oil, big container in plastic from corn or soy. Stuff is totally rancid, and it hardens your arteries, causes a lot of problems in your digestive tract, and just all over your body and brain health. Saturated fat is very important. Now, again, it's the right types of saturated fat. If they're overheated and deep fried, yes, that's not going to be good. But if it's an egg has saturated fat and an egg has cholesterol, if it's from a healthy egg, unless you're in dire poverty, you should be spending $4 to $6 for a dozen eggs. That's nothing. It's 12 eggs are full of good cholesterol, protein, fat, B vitamins, they got manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, iron, zinc, powerhouse food. And they have choline, which is a real good brain nutrient for memory and overall brain enhancement. Saturated fat such as that, and saturated fat from grass-fed beef, saturated fat from one of my favorite oils is coconut oil. Saturated fat has antimicrobial properties when it comes from a healthy source, antifungal, So they're going to help the digestive tract heal, because most people's digestive tracts are out of balance, very unhealthy. The bacteria count has got out of balance. So these saturated fats will help soothe and coat the membranes of the digestive system and the throat and the lungs, all your membranes, all your cells. I mean, they will balance out the good bacteria. And the bad bacteria, which is only bad because it's gotten out of hand and you're eating unhealthy, it'll mitigate that so-called bad bacteria back to a healthy level. We all have Salmonella and E. coli in our digestive tracts, and they serve a purpose when they are kept at a small amount. And that's true for a lot of things in life. They're necessary, but you got to keep them in balance. Also, I'm going to stay on the saturated fat, but talk about coconut oil. Coconut oil has a lot of good, healthy acids that help with to balance bacteria and help your digestive system and your immune system. They have caprylic acid and lauric acid, mystic acid. And these are also found in egg yolks and dairy, especially raw dairy, which I'll be talking about in a few minutes. And saturated fat, along with cholesterol, is also very important for cellular communication, cellular membrane health. The myelin sheath also needs healthy saturated fat and cholesterol. Now, your liver makes cholesterol every day, depending on the size of your body and what you're doing to your body as far as working out and the stress you're putting it under. Your liver could make a quart of cholesterol, it could make a pint, or somewhere between those two. And cholesterol is the building blocks of all your hormones. Now, granted, if you didn't eat any animal products, you wouldn't eat any cholesterol. Your liver would still produce cholesterol. However, I have found that most of us need extra cholesterol, so we need to eat some animal foods. And we need extra saturated fat, so we need to eat animal foods and then the coconut oil. Now, coconut oil only has saturated fat, doesn't have cholesterol in it. But back to the myelin sheath is the electric conductor for your cells to communicate. And the myelin sheath is important, especially important for neurons to communicate to the brain or to the spinal cord or to the peripheral of the nervous system. And so it's the axon in the myelin sheath. The axon sends electrical currents. The myelin sheath insulates it. So if you're eating too much sugar, hydrogenated oils, that myelin sheath can be destroyed. And also the cell membrane can be destroyed. And then you have cellular death or weak cells that can't communicate properly. So don't be afraid of saturated fat. Don't be afraid of cholesterol. If you need advice, and I would say 85% of the people need good nutrition advice, I am here to help. Again, my website, GilletteNutrition.com. If you have a burning question right now, any live listener, you can call into the show, 866-472-5792. Or if you don't feel like asking a question, but you still have a burning desire for some answers, you can email me, Greg@GilletteNutrition.com. So yes, embrace saturated fat. I eat more saturated fat than anything else, from butter, raw butter, coconut oil, and eggs. Now, I do flax oil from time to time. I like my olive oil. I like nuts and seeds and avocados. And right now, I'm doing a hemp seed oil. So those are not saturated. They're a combination of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. Now, we do need polyunsaturated fats and mono. And polyunsaturated has the essential fatty acids, omega-3 and 6. So those are important. But with those, you don't want to heat them. You just want to eat them straight. So, or pour on a salad, or just down the hatch. That's flax oil or the hemp seed oil I'm using currently, or cod liver oil or fish oils. Temperamental oils, you do not want to heat with those oils. If you heat with them, it'll molecularly change the oil, and it'll cause cellular harm and other digestive problems, brain problems. So that's the problem with most of the fats out there. The polyunsaturated oil, people heat them up, they cook with them, they're cheap, but they're already rancid. If you buy the big canola oil or the big just labeled vegetable oil in the market, it's going to be rancid. So stay away from those oils, embrace saturated fat, and try to get more saturated fat in your diet than anything. So back to soy real quick. That's another myth I'll talk about real quick. Soy is healthy for you. No, soy is not healthy. That's a big myth in the health food scene. You don't need any soy at all to be healthy. If you look at the Asian culture, yes, they eat some soy, but that's not their main staple. Most of them eat fish and meat, vegetables, fermented vegetables. Soy is a side condiment almost, and they use, and it's usually always fermented. Miso soup, natto or tempeh, that's what they're doing because they realize that soy is hard to digest. Soy has a lot of phytic acid. It binds with other minerals that you need and takes it out of the body. So soy is healthy is a myth. You should say soy, if it's organic, because if it's not organic, soy is going to be genetically modified. That's the one of the big ones, along with corn and canola oil and sugar beets. So it should be soy can be healthy if fermented and if it's organic. So please stop eating soy. It has a lot of phytoestrogens. It can mimic estrogen in the body, throw off the hormones in a woman and a man. A man has some estrogen, so it can affect the endocrine system and the whole hormonal system in both man and woman. Soy is great for, I would say, industrial uses, soy ink, soy paper, a lot of good things, soy paint. But it's unfortunate that health food scene is even being hijacked by false information. And that one of those is soy being healthy. Tofu, you got to be careful. It's not fully fermented. I would not eat a lot of tofu. If you're eating a lot of tofu, try to switch over to tempeh or natto. Natto is a fermented food, hard to find. Usually you have to find it in Asian markets. I've never had it myself. I heard it's pretty good, but it's pretty strong smelling, so you might not enjoy it. And tempeh is okay. So that myth, again, soy is healthy, is incorrect. You don't need any soy. And do not eat anything besides the fermented soy. Soy milk, unhealthy. Soy nuts, soy yogurt, soy cheese, soy protein powder. Just not good. Not good at all for you. So please stop eating the soy. And if you need help getting off the soy, contact me. Please. Now, the next myth that I would like to talk about, and I've mentioned this briefly. The first one is dairy is healthy. And this comes from the USDA. This comes from the mainstream dairy industry. And they still have, I don't watch TV anymore. They still have those TV ads, milk does a body good. And you have athletes and movie stars. And that's a complete myth. Complete myth. Pasteurized dairy and homogenized dairy is completely unhealthy for you. Even if it's organic, don't buy it because you're wasting your money. Milk is one of those products where it has to be, it's temperamental to heat. So when you heat it up and pasteurize it, it really destroys most of the calcium. And the little bit of calcium that you have in the milk still, it's hard to absorb. Magnesium's hard to absorb. There's no enzymes or bacteria in the milk. So a lot of people are allergic to milk because the lactase enzyme has been cooked away. B vitamins are destroyed. All the lactoferrin, which is immune building. No, lactoferrin helps with iron absorption. That's destroyed. The immunoglobulins are destroyed. That helps immunity, immune system. All the acids like caprylic acid and lauric acid are killed off. So it's unfortunate. I used to buy all these myths and the dairy myths. I used to drink pasteurized, homogenized milk every day when I grew up with cereal. Boy, that's a nightmare. I had a lot of digestive problems and a lot of mental problems, especially anxiety from eating just refined foods and pasteurized milk. The reason they pasteurized the milk years ago is because instead of cleaning up the farms like they should, because they were doing raw milk, people were dying, but the farms were filthy. Cows were sitting in their own manure. They're eating crappy food. So instead of let's clean the system up, they just put a Band-Aid on it and said, let's pasteurize the milk. Hey, there you go. We can sell this junk to the Americans and make a lot of money. And that has happened over and over with this society. probably around the world. And homogenization is weird. I think America's too concerned about what things look like. Oh, everything's got to look perfect. And they homogenize, they take the fat and put it through a machine that a real high-pressure machine that suspends the fat molecules so that the cream won't float to the top. But when they do that, they put so much pressure on the fat, and it's called homogenization, that your body has a real hard time digesting this fat. And so I tell people if they're hooked on milk, okay, let's slowly get you off. In the meantime, at least buy organic. It's going to be pasteurized, but don't get homogenization. I think you can find that in health food stores, pasteurized but non-homogenized. The homogenization, I don't know why they do that. What's so hard about shaking up the milk when the cream flows to the top? But it won't. The fat's suspended, and that's what it does in your body. It can cause saturated arteries from homogenization. That's one of the worst things you can do to your body. It just is very hard to break down. It stays in the body a long, long time. So eventually you eat really healthy, switch to raw dairy, or maybe no dairy at all, do some juicing, eat a lot of good, healthy vegetables, healthy, healthy fat, moderate protein. Clogged up arteries from the homogenization, especially homogenized milk, will eventually go away. Your body can heal itself if given the right nutrition, the right tools. So on the flip side, so they say dairy is healthy. That's wrong. Dairy, pasteurized dairy is unhealthy. Do not drink it. And then the mainstream medicine and dietitians say raw dairy is unhealthy. It could kill you. There's never been a person in the modern era, once they cleaned up, if it came from healthy farms, no one has died from raw milk. More people have died from pasteurized milk than raw milk. So raw milk actually is very healthy. And again, go back to my archive, and 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I had Mark McGaffey from Organic Pastures as a guest. Great show. Raw dairy has been around for thousands of years with people. That's a good source of calcium, and it's absorbable in the magnesium and the B vitamins and all those other things that get destroyed in the milk from pasteurization. And wherever I've lived, I get raw milk from a farmer. I get one here in Colorado. You have to sign a cow share program, kind of like you own the part of the cow. It's not true. It's just what the legislature wants to make it hard for you to get raw milk. But true, the raw milk is very healing. You absorb all the nutrition, and they have the enzymes in there and the good bacteria. And the reason most people can do raw milk and sometimes they can't do pasteurized is because the fat, the enzymes are in the milk. The lactase enzyme, I was going to say lipase, but the lipase is in there too, so you can digest the fat. When you do the pasteurized milk, everything, all the enzymes are killed off. So raw dairy is unhealthy is a total myth. And they're doing that because the big dairy farmers don't want to lose money. But slowly people are waking up. Check out realmilk.com. That's realmilk.com. A host of information telling you about why raw milk is really healthy and why pasteurized is not. And with raw milk, you can come up with a lot of different products. Butter, that's my favorite fat, raw butter, raw yogurt, raw kefir. Losing my train of thought. Raw cream, a host of products. So raw dairy, the new truth is raw dairy is healthy, especially raw butter. So we're coming up here on a break in about 30 seconds, I believe. So stay tuned for the third part of the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. I'll wrap things up on the dairy myth. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about water and why the myth of drink 8 cups of water a day is false. And then I'll dive into the war on cancer myth. And that's a hot topic, but you'll realize why it is a myth. So stay tuned for the third part of the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America after this commercial break.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that. Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Greg at GilletteNutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America for the third part of the show. For those who have been listening, I hope you're enjoying the show and this great information I'm sharing with you about the top myths from the mainstream medical and nutrition field. If you're just joining me now, I've been talking about the myths. Low-fat diets are healthy. That's a myth. High cholesterol causes heart disease. That's a myth. Saturated fat is bad for you. That's a myth. Dairy is healthy for you. That's a myth. When the flip side, raw dairy is unhealthy, that's a myth. So I was talking about the raw dairy. Search out raw dairy in your state, realmilk.com. You can find raw dairy. And again, most people can do raw dairy. A few percentile can't do raw milk. And that's usually because their digestive system is so delicate and messed up over the years of eating healthy food. Their whole bacteria count is wacky. And I always tell people, if they're first starting to drink raw milk, do about 4 ounces a day, set it out overnight. Yes, overnight, pour a glass, cover it, so keep dust and other stuff out of it. So it'll warm up the room temperature and it'll start fermenting. It won't ferment too bad for the first overnight. Because if you look at history, a lot of people did well for digestive problems with clabbered milk, sour milk. As far as all the raw dairy products, raw butter is by far the best. I've talked about raw dairy, raw butter probably on every show. It's the most healing fat. If I had to take one fat over all of them, it'd be raw butter. And it's hard to get depending on what state you're in, but you can ship it in from farmers, great farmers. The thing about raw dairy is the farmers are personable. They want to help you. They want to give you healing products. They check their cows every week. They test them every week for the bacteria counts. If it's off, they're not going to sell it to you. It's really a genuine American business the raw dairy farmers are providing for us. And unfortunately, the FDA, USDA are against it. And fortunately, every state varies. If the FDA had its way, it would ban raw milk. And again, no one's died from raw milk in the last 50, 60 years. there has been a lot of illness to pasteurize milk. And that's the thing. Most people get sick off of fast food, restaurant food, and more cooked food than raw food. Now, I don't advocate 100% raw diet. I do advocate a fair amount of raw foods, which can be very healing. But I don't usually advocate veganism. I've worked with vegans if they really want to stay with it and help them shore up their nutrition. But I do believe most people need to eat some animal products, and I can show you the healthy way to do that. Real quick on the next myth, drink 8 cups of water a day. That's a myth. Not as bad as the other myths, because I think their intention's fairly good. But it should say hydrate the body the best through water, through foods, juice, raw milk, or filtered water. Kind of a long thing to say. But truly, all these myths are false, and they don't go into enough detail to really tell you what's going on. I've talked about hydration before. I find water not the best hydrating material. When you get out of the shower, you usually put oil on your body. When your chain's rusty, you put oil. You don't put water. Rudder rust out the chain. Too much water can rust your insides, per se. Not really rusting. But it can dilute your digestive juices. It can cause you to get too chilly. And it can affect your immune system and dry you out. Now, I do drink some water every day. The key is to enliven the water. If it's well water that's tested and healthy, or spring water, that's great. If it's, don't do tap water, too many toxins, fluoride and chlorine. But add some raw apple cider vinegar, fresh lemon or lime juice. That'll hydrate better. But if you can truly start eating healthier fat and vegetable juice, kombucha, tea, and if you do raw milk, you won't need to drink as much water. Straight water. You're still getting water. The best way to hydrate the body is from water, from foods. And there's a great article I read last year from a doctor that I met once. I just quoted exactly what he said, but it's close enough. The best water the body uses, it gets from the healthy fat that it consumes. So again, the best water the body needs is from the healthy fat that it consumes. So if you eat healthy fat, your body's going to get water out of that healthy fat, and that's the best water you can get. It is true, because I eat a lot of healthy fat, and I don't drink that much water. Avocados, eggs. I actually eat a lot of raw eggs and smoothies and my raw milk. And I usually get most all my clients on raw eggs, and I can help you with that too, how many to eat a day and what to go up to. And they're really healing. And I would not be saying any of this if I didn't do it myself. I walk my talk. So water is needed for hydration, but it's best to get water through food and through healthy fat. Your body can convert. If you eat 10 grams of fat, the body can get 10 grams of water from that. From protein and carb, I believe they only can extract 4 grams of water. So saturated fat, like I said earlier, is where it's at. So that's a myth, because so often people drink so much water and they're urinating all the time, hard on the kidneys. If you're peeing every hour and it's completely clear, back up. You don't have to drink that much. And I don't agree with the you got to drink water to prevent from being dehydrated. No one does that. I'm not saying we're animals, but animals in the wild drink when they're thirsty. So I say, if you start feeling a little thirsty, drink water or get water from raw fats or water from vegetable juice. Don't just keep drinking water so to prevent being thirsty. Not healthy for you. Not at all. So that's another myth about the hydration issue. Next myth, and this is the big topic, I could talk about this for a whole show, and maybe I will one day, is the war on cancer. That's a myth. Sorry to say, if I'm upsetting people, then that's fine. You can be upset, but listen to me as I explain this. President Nixon started the war on cancer back in the 60s, put billions of dollars, probably trillions of dollars been put into cancer. The cancer rate has gone down very little. People are still dying of cancer. It's like the second most cause of death behind heart disease. the whole just saying war on cancer, that's a negative way to approach it. And it's not working. It's failing. And they keep saying we need more money. Just give us more money every year and we'll find the cure. Well, if you haven't found a cure in 50 years almost, after trillions of dollars, and maybe it's not trillions, but it's in the hundreds of billions, do you think I'm that gullible that you're going to find a cure now? And I know this is tough to take, but look at what causes cancer. Cancer is a 100% environmental issue. Now, there's an emotional component too, but it's from the environment and all the toxins. Toxins in the water if you're not drinking filtered water. Toxins in the air. Toxins in the food you eat. That's the predominant reason people get cancer, and they don't realize it. And doctors don't know much at all about nutrition. And I'll give you an analogy. You don't get a headache because you're deficient in aspirin or Tylenol. You get a headache because you're deficient in maybe healthy water or magnesium, B vitamins, essential fatty acids. There's going to be a host of reasons why you're having a headache. It's most likely you're dehydrated. So the same analogy applies to cancer. You don't get cancer because you're deficient in chemo and radiation. You get cancer because you are full of toxicity and you're killing off cells faster than the body can reproduce healthy cells. So that's really what's going on with the war on cancer. I just think it's a fraud. Now, I know the people on the front lines and people have gone through cancer. My heart goes out to you and the nurses and doctors. I feel empathy, but I do wish you would open your mind a little bit and question what's going on. Don't blindly believe that there's going to be a cure. Now, granted, people have been cured for cancer from modern medicine and they stay cured. But a big majority of these people get it again after 5 years or maybe 7 years. It goes into remission and it comes back. And they got to do chemo and radiation again. And a lot of the reports don't mention this. They say, oh, the cancer cure is going up. People are surviving longer. But they don't track it after 5 years. So do your due diligence and just question what's going on in the world. I read this great article about cancer. And it was spot on. Forget the guy's name. He's an MD, but holistic. And he said when he goes into a big box store, and I don't think he goes into them anymore, like Walmart or Kmart, Target, I see cancer on the shelves. Because cancer is uncontrolled growth. And really what we're doing in society is like a cancer across the world. We're building too much stuff. So again, if I upset you, that's the way it goes. The truth sometimes hurts, and I'll never give money to the Cancer Society again. I woke up 10 years ago. I'm just not doing it. It's just not worth it. The money goes to Big Pharma. Very little nutrition and true prevention of cancer. So shoot me an email if you got any questions about that, greg@gillettenutrition.com. We're about 3 minutes to go. So I hope you enjoyed the top myths and of modern medicine and the nutrition field. The other myth I don't have time to talk about is the fluoride myth. I'm hoping to have a special guest in a couple weeks who's the premier expert on the dangers of fluoride. Yes, that is a myth. Again, the analogy, fluoride helps with healthy teeth. No, you don't have healthy teeth. You don't get cavities because you're deficient in fluoride. You get cavities because you're deficient in calcium, vitamin A, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, a host of other issues, essential fatty acids. So that's another topic for another time. But fluoride is a true neurotoxin. It can really destroy neurons and cause scar tissue. Now, next week, I'm hoping to have a guest on the show. I haven't confirmed it yet. He's not super well known. I actually know him, but this would be a great show. It'll be a show on cancer if I can get him to confirm, and hope it will. And he got cancer, went through the modern medicine, chemo, I think radiation, bone marrow transport for about 8 years. Cancer goes away, comes back 2 years later. Goes away, comes back again, goes away, comes back again. And he's just not getting better. And each time he wakes up more and more and he finally realizes the nutrition is where the body will heal, and emotional health. A lot of emotions you have to go through. But hopefully he'll be a guest, and I'll share with you why the war on cancer really is failing and why nutrition is truly the key to a healthy life, cancer-free. And the best thing is to prevent any illness or disease from happening. Prevention is the key. However, since I would say 65% of the society has some chronic health issue or concern, prevention is no longer a factor. It is curing the illness or disease through nutrition. And nutrition, again, is the foundation of everything. It's like building a house. You got to have the framework. But of course, nutrition is about 80%. Because as you eat healthy, you will feel better and your brain will work better. But there's an emotional component, there's a spiritual component, there's an exercise component, relationship component, and so forth. So tune in next week. Hopefully we'll be talking about the war on cancer and why it's failing and what we can do to prevent and cure cancer with my special guest. If that doesn't happen at all, we'll come up with another fun show, of course. So thank you again for tuning in this week on Voice America, the Gillette Nutrition Show. Be sure to tune in next week again, July 21st, same time, 4 p.m. Pacific. And I wish you a healthy, vibrant life. And again, check out my website, GilletteNutrition.com. If I can help you, I know I can, look me up for a consultation. Thank you and good night.
Thank you again for tuning in to the Gillette Nutrition Show. Greg will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition designed to get you back to a better life on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.